Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about a potential treatment, an idea for folks out there who are struggling with depression, some strategies and some of the reasons why writing is such an important way to manage your depression.
That's right. This isn't, before we begin talking about writing as a balm, healing balm for depression, we appreciate that some people are depressed and just simply cannot get going. Right. I mean, it's sort of one of the symptoms of depression is inertia.
Right.
But we keep reading, especially there's an emerging literature that says when you begin to get depressed, when you feel that you're depressed, that's the time when you have to get up. You have to get up and get moving.
Right.
The worst thing to do is to give in to the depression and stay at home, stay in the sofa, stay in your bed. That you, as difficult as it is and as counterintuitive as it is, you have to get up and do.
Right.
Okay. And writing is one of the things you can do. They also, you know, you have to exercise, you have to walk, you have to move around, you have to go where people are. But writing is one of those things. Right. You have to do something when you feel depressed.
Yeah. That's such an important point, because whether it's depression or anxiety or just about anything else that we typically talk about, the most ideal scenario is to begin your intervention at the earliest signs of the symptoms. So as soon as you start feeling depressed, as soon as you start feeling yourself getting down and you recognize it, you need to act at that moment. You know, the problem is we oftentimes think, oh, well, you know, this will go away, or oh, this will be fine, or, you know, we give into it and then that just makes the symptoms worse.
And it's a little bit like, you mentioned anxiety, it's a little bit like exposure therapy.
Right.
You know, the last thing you want to do is expose yourself to the thing that triggers your anxiety.
Right.
But that's exactly what you have to do.
Right.
And this is similar to that.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is to get up and do anything, but that's the time when you have to get up and do something.
Right.
Okay. So we know, while we acknowledge that it's going to be difficult, this is one of the ways that you can combat depression without medication.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an article from PsychReg.
Our friends at PsychReg.
Our journal or our blog. And it's written by Brandon Stanley. And it's entitled Seven Benefits of Writing to Heal Depression. And he's got some pretty good ideas here.
He does.
Yep. The first thing he says that writing does in managing depression is that it treats traumatic experiences. Right. Now, we talked about this a number of weeks ago when we were talking about the Me Too movement. And we were talking about how important it is for a person who has been traumatized to talk about and especially to write about their experiences.
That's right. Like any other treatment, you know, whether it's rapid eye movement or whatever it is, you have to get the trauma out there. You have to purge yourself of the trauma. If you keep it inside and you never deal with it, it continues to gnaw away at you.
Absolutely. So writing helps get that out. And I think thinking of it as a poison, you know, to get rid of the poisons, just to get that emotional poison out. So.
Right.
The second thing is that it reduces stress, and that is absolutely, you know, as you were saying, and we were talking about, you know, as we're getting into today's podcast, we were talking about, you know, the importance of doing something, and this is, you know, reducing stress by doing something about your stress.
We were talking about the shootings at the school, and said that, you know, you take charge because you feel like such an object and you're helpless and you can't do anything. And the antidote for that is to get out and do something. Well, writing is getting out and doing something.
Right.
It's a way of dealing with your stress.
Right. Especially if you, and not that you have to, but, you know, when you do it as a blog or you do it in a way that engages in some way, or you feel as though you're starting a movement or starting something, that's great. The third thing is that it's, you know, the benefit of just expressing your feelings.
Expressing your feelings, yeah.
You know, it's such a good, writing is such a good exercise mm-hmm. in just getting things out.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it forces you to put words to some things, to some of those feelings. And as soon as you can label them, and this is, again, something that we've mm-hmm. talked about on podcasts in the past, as soon as you can label things, then you can start dealing with them. When it's this mysterious emotion that you can't really define, you can't put your finger on, you know, it remains mysterious and it remains elusive and you can't mm-hmm. deal with it. But as soon as you label it as depression, or as soon as you label mm-hmm. it as sadness or grief or whatever the case may be, then you can start doing something about it.
And the other thing about writing is that it's private.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have things that you don't want to talk about with anybody else or with other people. So writing is a private act, mm-hmm. but it allows you to express the feelings, get them out. And there's something, do you remember that morning there was a woman on one of the early radio shows? It was a Saturday morning, a podcast, I think, from NPR. And she was talking about writing, how mm-hmm. just the physical act of writing is different.
Right.
It's one thing if you're thinking about something. It's different if you write it down.
Right.
There's something about the motor act of writing.
And even handwriting as opposed to typing.
Yes, yeah. With a pencil in your hand. And I think she's onto something. I don't know what it is, certainly.
Right.
But I think she's onto something. And just the mere fact of expressing your feelings in handwriting text rather than texting or typing.
Right.
It can be can have a healing effect.
Right. Absolutely. Number four is it increases awareness, and I really like this one because, you know, we've talked before, maybe not even on a podcast, but just between us. You know, whenever you're writing,
right,
it sort of forces you to think about things in ways that you had not thought about it before.
Exactly.
You know, when you're talking, you can kind of hem-haw, you can kind of dance, you can, you know, it's something like, and you approximate.
And you have the other person, and you understand that they understand you. You get that they understand you, so you don't have to be as precise in spoken.
Right. Mm-hmm. But writing, on the other hand, it forces you to put those words mm-hmm. to things and label things and identify things in a way that you don't when you're just talking.
That's right. We have always said you learn to write, but you write to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write, you learn what you don't know.
Right.
And writing helps you to clarify your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
When we write reports,
mm-hmm.
that's when we discover what we know about that patient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're trying to write a diagnostic report, that's when I do all my discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You collect information prior to that, but you learn by writing. Because you learn what you don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And you do the same thing with yourself. You're going to learn what you don't know. So writing produces that learning process.
Right. Now, number five is that it offers control,
mm-hmm.
which is also very nice because, you know, when we're no control,
mm-hmm.
especially control over our emotions, you know, when you feel as though you have no energy and no motivation or no drive to do anything,
right.
You sort of feel as though you're at the you know, mercy controlled by others,
And by events or by circumstances. Right?
Exactly.
I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. So writing kind of helps you take that back.
Right.
Because now you're in control of what you're putting on the paper and how you're feeling about things and how you're labeling things. So it's really nice.
Yep.
Number six is that it reveals patterns.
Right. And that's the other thing that writing does.
Right.
Is you start to realize that, oh, wait, I talked about this before. You know, this theme keeps emerging. You know, you inform yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially if you do it in a journal or something like that.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the idea of as you're keeping a journal, you can look back and say, mm-hmm. like you said, wait a minute, you know, last time I was feeling really depressed, I felt something similar or what was going on around that time. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Because again, it's a learning. You learn about yourself.
Right.
Right. That comes back again.
And then the seventh benefit is that it changes perspective. Yeah. And again, I think I've said I'd like this one to every one of them so far, but the benefit of changing perspective, one of the activities that I have my depressed patients, or I encourage my depressed patients to do, is to write to themselves when they're not depressed.
Right.
You know, so when you're feeling good, when you're feeling feeling okay, write a letter to your depressed self and say, you know, this is how you felt today.
Right.
This is how you feel when things are going good. Remember that you've been depressed before. You've had these symptoms and feelings before, but you come out of it. You know, the clouds clear and things start feeling better. And you know, be candid with yourself about how things work out, right. You know, because when you're depressed, you lose sight of that. And so writing in that way can help change your perspective from the dour, the negative, mm-hmm. the gloom, and, mm-hmm. and kind of shift you into having a more positive perspective.
Right, that's right. Because we tend to only think about the bad mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. you know, when you slip into these depressive states. And they do come and go. For most people, they come and go.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that it is going to pass.
Yeah.
And you're going to be okay. It's going to pass. But writing gives you some control over that and can change your perspective, because as you write, as we've said before, you're constantly learning mm-hmm. more about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so, when we talk about cognitive behavioral therapy, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Get to know yourself better.
Right, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So good advice.
When you're feeling down, when you start to feel yourself sort of mm-hmm. dipping right. in your mood and just overall emotions and feelings, writing isn't such a bad idea.
Start moving, start writing,
yeah.
get out, get with people, get away from that. Don't get stuck in your house or right. in your apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing that it's not one of the seven, but it certainly can contribute to them, is that it slows things down. You know, in life is very fast mm-hmm. and very, you know, just quick paced. And so...
You mean depression slows...
What happens is we start getting overwhelmed because mm-hmm. everything is happening so fast, and writing makes you okay. pause mm-hmm. and right. think about things and
that's right.
and you know really process, as opposed to you know feeling so overwhelmed because the world is moving so quickly around you.
That's really a good point, because we live at hyperspeed. Mm-hmm. There was a thing on this morning about how we don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're
mm-hmm.
giving up sleep. And you're right. We live in this very, very active, hyperkinetic world
mm-hmm.
Where you're checking your phone and checking right. your email. And we're going to mention some of this stuff later in the week. But you're right. Writing slows it down mm-hmm. so you can analyze.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
It brings the whole process to a yeah. slower speed.
Because
you can't analyze at hyperspeed.
Yeah. And especially, you know, you're comparing yourself. You're comparing your social life to everybody mm-hmm. else's social life.
Yeah.
Social media and mm-hmm. everything seems to be happening so quickly. And right. when you write, you can just slow it down and think, mm-hmm. okay, so...
Think about
all that stuff really isn't the way that it's presented.
Exactly.
So,
right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
That is it for today then. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.